is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up here, we're going to get to your phone calls first, but after that, when we get a chance, we'll continue the military theme with an update on Bradley Manning. He is the guy who released the videos, or allegedly released the video of the helicopter massacre that we were talking about earlier in the show to WikiLeaks, and now the military is going after him in a big way, and it's just despicable what they're doing to this man. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun. Mike is listening in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I'm a guy who just found you guys on the internet. I'm always listening to podcasts all the time.
How did you find this?
I Googled Free Talk.
Excellent. Free Talk. Really?
yes, exactly. And I found that you guys have answered, well, you guys being any right-thinking human, I guess I should say, have answered a lot of the questions I've had in my own mind. And I even listened to the audiobook, The Market for Liberty.
Oh, good choice, good choice.
I've already ate it up, yeah. And I'm wondering, I got a couple questions. In this free market society, if we can take that as a model, basically, for the free market society, what would that mean? Would that mean that there are no laws?
I would say that you would still have rules, and this is one of the reasons why I don't call myself an anarchist, because I think the word anarchist has a connotation of no rules, and I'm fully in favor of having rules. I mean, for instance, and if you want to call those rules laws, like private laws, you could. It just all depends on what term you want to use, but I might demand that you remove your shoes when you come into my home, and that's a private law. It's a rule. It's something that I've come up with because I have dominion over my property, and you as someone who respects property would respect those rules. And if you didn't want to respect those rules, then a private defense agency of some sort would be able to remove you from my property, that kind of thing.
Okay, now here's my question then, because I'm like the skeptical. I'm like always thinking the worst. Let's say I'm at work, I come home, someone's in my house doing whatever kind of mischief that you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
In that society, would I be able to just put a cap in? Basically in their head.
No, I think that your ability to bust a cap depends on the kind of level of threat that you're receiving. I mean,
what's
that?
You see what I'm saying? I come home. It's in my house.
Yeah, right. Well, this kind of is reminiscent of the old question of, well, if a little girl comes out and dances on an old man's flowers, does he have the ability to come out to his property? So does he have the ability to come out and blast her head off with a shotgun? I mean,
that'd be ridiculous.
Well, it does seem ridiculous, right? But
yeah.
the reason why that's ridiculous is because the only real damage that's been done is to the flowers, and so it's not appropriate to reciprocate with violence in that way.
So this guy's life, even if he's a stinking thief, is not worth, or I mean, the television that he's stealing isn't worth the stinking thief's life. So, there are people out there that would say to themselves, here's an opportunity to shoot somebody. Yee-haw. And, I can't say that I haven't been in that group of people before, but I think that sort of this, once you get the philosophy of liberty and you really begin to internalize it, you'll understand that you need to reciprocate. If you're going to use force to solve problems, and I'm not even 100% sure that force is a good solution to any problem, but, in the instance that you're going to use it, you want to use it to mitigate harm, to prevent harm from occurring. So if you're going to use force, it's because somebody is using greater force or threatening greater force against you, your family, someone, a loved one, or even somebody else.
Don't they already have
that? Yeah, and that's basically, Ian, that's what I meant by it, because, like, I'm the kind of guy, like, just leave me alone. Let me do my thing. I can do my business. Don't mess with me. But I'm just saying, in that weird event that somebody did, in that society that actual book painted, because, like I said, you guys, the way you're thinking, I've always basically thought, but I've been trained up in the public school system. I've been basically brainwashed. I'm unbrainwashing myself.
We did too.
I've never heard anybody else say stuff like you guys say.
Well, thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
I appreciate all of that.
It's always been in the back of my head, right? But I'm like, well, I'm in this system. I have to do this and that thing. I have to pay this tax, do this thing, whatever. I have to meet this regulation. That's a bunch of BS. So
yeah, it is.
I was just wondering, you know, about the whole entire thing because it's all new to me and it's actually kind of, I guess liberating.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It really is.
I can say, I guess.
So tell me, and it sounds like you've got a young one there. What other questions do you have? Do we answer your question appropriately about the, you know, the drunken guy bumbling around in your house or whatever the situation would be?
Yeah, I know you guys are on the actual air now. So Kurt, I'm on the radio. I'm saying that, like, you know, basically to put in a nutshell, the right to defend yourself. Because, like I said, I listened to that book. I ate it up, and I understand the free market basically can rule everything. It takes care of itself.
Sure. And the marketplace would come up with standards on what was an appropriate amount of force to use in a certain situation.
Also, I think that people would take the responsibility for protecting themselves far more seriously instead of hiring people to stand around in silly uniforms with guns on their hips.
Exactly.
I think that people likely a great deal of them would carry weapons around with them, and you know, different types. Maybe some of them would have concealed guns. Maybe some would carry guns on their hips. Maybe some would have little short knives or whatever. I think that in a short range, a short knife is more deadly than a handgun.
My personal philosophy is this. I mean, like I said, I live in St. Louis. I'm about to start a job. I do electrical work in a really bad neighborhood. I'm carrying my gun anyway. I don't care what anybody says. I mean,
better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing that stuff anyway. I'm just saying that idea of that book, which was just, I mean, phenomenal. I mean, I'm almost like a religious convert with the deal that I have.
That's
I'm
what it's
serious.
Like for people
I mean,
when they first.
I get you guys by podcast. I got the times of your shows. I haven't even heard anything of this show. I know I can call in and talk about anything, so I call in. And, you know, I. Basically, to me, man is a religious being. Now, you can believe in Jesus, whatever. That's not the point. The point is, even if you're an atheist, you have that zeal of believing what you believe. And I just want to be, I agree basically with what you guys are saying. I just have a couple of questions, you know, about I just want to touch base and, you know, call in and see what's up.
Hey, yeah, man. Anytime, we love questions. I mean, so anytime you've got one, don't ever hesitate to reach out. I appreciate hearing from you, and maybe we'll see you up here in New Hampshire one of these days.
Yeah, count it out.
All right, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, it is a really amazing experience coming across the message of freedom and coming across the fact that there are actually other people out there who understand what you've always been thinking and that, wow, you know, you're not alone.
Yeah, wow, and I think that it's crazy. I think it's, some might say, well, religious zeal, what's this guy talking about? This is not the sort of talk that somebody should have. These people are running a cult or something like that. But think about it for a second. What kind of zeal do people have in the United States of America? Put their hands over their hearts, the tear trickles down there. They stand up straight. I mean, what are they doing but praying to the flag when this happens?
Yeah. I have a zeal for meat.
Meat is
a
delicious thing.
So, yeah, it's good stuff. The Market for Liberty is the book he's talking about. If you haven't had a chance to read or hear it, you can do that and go to book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com.
Now, I'd like to suggest that for his little situation there as a gun nut myself, you should always be responsible as a gun owner, and you should never think that the first thing I'm ever going to do if I'm carrying a gun is shoot somebody. That's your last resort. You don't want to be using that thing first off. If somebody's in your house, you should draw the weapon, you should confront them,
get out,
and give them the chance to, you know, kneel on the ground or stop or something. You shouldn't just shoot somebody. Oh, yay, shoot them. Yeah, I got them. That's the wrong answer.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I mean, for all you know, it's some drunk guy that thought he was in his house. You know, just open the front door.
Or it could
just
be a relative.
There's that, too. Oh, my mother-in-law. All right, we're coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. Features including stuff like our webcam. We've got our cam at cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen and interact because our chat room is built into the very same page. So enjoy all that for free at cam.freetalklive.com. But you need to know that the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all your major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. You heard me right, 99% off of list price. But they also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. So if you're not in the telecom business, you can still buy your routers and switches from them at memorydealers.com. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, and they support Free Talk Live. Memorydealers.com.
By the way, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for helping make freetalklive.com the number one search result on Google for free talk.
Well, it seems like we should be the number one search result for free talk.
It makes sense to me.
Number two is Skype, so I mean that's some pretty heavy competition.
Yeah, right, we're kicking Skype right? butt pat on free talk.
I'm pretty sure if we did an Alexa search, Free Talk Live would be dwarfed by the popularity of the Skype website, so it's pretty cool. That we're up there like that. Also, aren't we the best for excellent breasts as well? I think we're still...
At one point, we were number one if you searched excellent breasts.
Yep, it's still the number one result.
Wow.
That's the thread. It's a bulletin board system thread that is on our forum.
Yeah, that forum's finally paying off.
Yeah, it sure is. So anyway, thanks to everybody who listens and spreads the word about Free Talk Live. All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. Back to the military theme here as we've... We started the show out by talking about the helicopter, the slaughter, at one of the helicopter slaughters that was videoed and released online through WikiLeaks a couple months ago. And so I've got an update on that case, on what's actually happening in regards to that. Bradley Manning is the man who is going to be taking the heat for this, and it's just absolutely outrageous what they're trying to do to this young man. According to independent.co.uk, as governments around the world assess the damage done by WikiLeaks' Afghanistan war logs, there's also, I guess, a huge leak of a bunch of information that came out just today or something like that.
I briefly heard about that, but I didn't look into it.
Top story.
It was a huge amount. I read about it too.
Thoughts also turn to a lonely U.S. Army private who goes by the screen name Bradass87, currently behind bars in Kuwait. Bradley Manning, 22, was serving as an Army intelligence analyst in Baghdad when he was taken into custody by military police in May of this year and transferred to Kuwait. Charges against him were filed this month, and if they stick, he could face 52 years in prison. Now, he didn't kill any of his superiors. He didn't go out and blow something up of the military.
He didn't give the military secrets to some evil foreign power.
Well, they're going to argue that he gave away secrets. But,
right, and that's the thing. You know, releasing them to the world, which includes American citizens who have paid for them, it's hard to make the same thing. He's not talking to the Russian spy.
Yeah, his crime is pulling back the curtain.
That's right.
Revealing the truth of you know, these war crimes and atrocities.
That Manning and WikiLeaks are acquainted has been well established. Manning is charged with providing WikiLeaks with a U.S. military video of a raid in Iraq of July 20th. 2007, showing the gunning down of civilians, including two Reuters journalists. The charges currently filed against him stem from disseminating that video. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, said he was ready to help fund a civilian defense Manning might launch to fight those charges. As to whether he was the source for the new trove of documents, Assange noted, there's no allegation as far as we can determine that this material is connected to Mr. Manning. If Manning was the source, he might have got away with it had he not struck up a cyber relationship with Adrian Lamo, a convicted hacker in California who reported their contact to the Pentagon. What a scumbag. If Lamo thought he was doing the nation a service by exposing Manning, there was apparently little he could do about WikiLeaks. It has acted in a tremendously irresponsible fashion, said Lamo yesterday. This is the hacker critiquing WikiLeaks, saying they took advantage of systems that were put into place for the purpose of intelligence sharing and for the purpose of making sure that all elements of national security, both at home and abroad, had access to the information they needed in order to do their job. So basically you have a nationalistic, militaristic hacker here.
It's pretty sad, a hacker that thinks like that.
Yeah, he's an embarrassment to the hacker community, I'm sure. Lamo contended Manning could not have done it all alone, but Manning, we learn, had sufficient guile to see that while the military had banned all personnel from using zip drives and other storage devices that might be used to download sensitive material, like a video of slaughtering civilians, They had not included CD-ROMs, so...
Wow.
So he would slip in discs that he pretended were Lady Gaga albums and even reportedly lip-synced her songs as he downloaded the secret material.
Yeah, oxymoron, Army intelligence right there.
Yes, military intelligence. So this poor young man is facing 52
That should have tipped him off right there when he was like, oh, I love Lady Gaga. Nobody loves Lady Gaga in the Army. That's silly. He should have put in an Iron Maiden or an AC/DC.
Well, he was in the intelligence bureau. It's not like he was one of the groups.
Yeah, that's true. He worked in an office. So
I think you guys are just making all kinds of assumptions.
That's true. Yeah. You know what they say about assuming.
Some guy like Lady Gaga. Whatever, man.
I've seen Bradley Manning's picture all over Facebook profiles here within the last few days. So
yeah.
There must be something happening surrounding this. I don't know where people need to go in order to get that information. There is a website. I think it's bradleymanning.com, perhaps. But if perhaps somebody else out there knows more about exactly how one could help out Bradley Manning. Yes, bradleymanning.org. The title of the website is Help Bradley Manning, so I'm guessing that's going to be a good place to go to get more information about how you can help this guy out, because it's just disgusting what they're doing to him. 52 years in prison for revealing what everybody should already know, and that is that the military are a bunch of killers, and they are killing innocent people.
Well, what's interesting that I find is that they actually give us classes, or at least when I was in 4 years ago, they gave us classes about the Geneva Convention and how you are supposed to, regardless of orders, question, you know, if you think an order goes against the Geneva Convention and is inhumane or something, you're supposed to report that. But apparently, thanks to the Internet, he didn't have to report it to anybody. He just gave out the information to the world. And, you know, obviously, you know, brass frown upon soldiers being able to disseminate information.
Thinking
willy-nilly.
For themselves.
Yeah,
sure.
Thinking for themselves.
Well, they used
sure
to
they
used
hate
to have
the Internet.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm surprised they even let you guys on the Internet, really. I mean, I understand it's filtered to some extent.
Well, they tried, but we're not stupid.
Right.
Right. They don't know enough. That's the thing about the Internet is, you know, whatever it is that the government or bureaucrats or people in charge want to do to stifle people, you know, those that want to get on it, there's ways around.
Yeah. Our Internet in Iraq, it was fairly popular. A bunch of guys would get together and you could order a large parabolic dish, which was receiving radios, you know, waves from another transmitter off base. It wasn't satellite, it was basically radio transmission.
Yeah.
And that Internet was not filtered. They'd try and tell us, oh, it's filtered, you're not supposed to go to these websites, we'll know. They didn't know.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You want to help Bradley Manning, try bradleymanning.org. And if you've got more information for us, please share 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0373.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We're giving you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including stuff like our archives. Perhaps you've missed a moment of the show. No worries. They're all right there on the front page of the website. Back for a week on the front page. In fact, then you click on the archives link, and you can go all the way back to 2006. All for free at freetalklive.com.
School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation. Because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Please visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
800-259-9231. So we're going to continue here. Of course, you are welcome to take control and bring up whatever you want. We just mentioned Bradley Manning, the latest on his situation. He's the guy accused of leaking the helicopter slaughter video to WikiLeaks. And they're now going after him with a punishment of 52 years. He's looking at 52 years, presuming that he's found guilty. In the military's own court system, of course.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm sure
the rules are even worse in favor of the federal government or the military. But that's not all. According to the Wall Street Journal, they are indeed investigating him for the this brand new release of information. And you have to wonder, if this guy didn't have anything to do with this brand new release of information and they just pin it on him anyway.
It happens, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're an investigator, investigators are good investigators when they find bad people. They are bad investigators when they do not. So they didn't manage to find Bradley Manning. He was actually turned in by an informant.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're already looking a little silly. And what's the, you know, what are they going to do with this next stuff that comes out? It's
right.
Easy to find Bradley Manning. It's hard to find the person who released it.
The
Some
new guy.
Puerto Rican guy. Right. So according to the Wall Street Journal, military investigators are checking computers used by Bradley Manning, an intelligence analyst charged this month with leaking classified information to see if he is the source of thousands of military documents published Sunday by WikiLeaks. The material released by WikiLeaks relates entirely to the war in Afghanistan while Private Manning was stationed in Iraq, but investigators are trying to determine what material he was able to get access to and what material he transferred. Colonel Dave LePan, a Pentagon spokesbureaucrat, said investigators are looking broadly to determine where the material was taken from, but acknowledged that PFC Manning was a person of interest in the investigation. "He's someone we're looking at closely," said LePan. WikiLeaks Sunday published thousands of secret U.S. military documents spanning more than 5 years. The information is part humdrum, because it is from bureaucracy, and also dramatic, showing in raw detail the intelligence report sent from personnel in the field. Among other things, the documents discuss civilian casualties, Pakistan's role in aiding the Taliban, and the weapons capabilities of the Afghan insurgency. WikiLeaks founder, when asked about Manning, said there's no allegation. He said WikiLeaks has nonetheless committed funds to his legal defense. Again, you can go to bradleymanning.org to find out different ways how you can help Brad, offering his military-appointed legal team money in case it wants to hire civilian counsel. Assange said the source who leaked the documents was motivated by a desire to call attention to a number of these incidents. Manning's military defense team didn't respond to requests seeking comment.
I think they call that a conscience.
You mean the man that was the person who sent these in? You're talking about?
Yeah. Well, he just was quoted there. The guy was, you know, had feelings, and they call that a conscience, apparently.
In early July, the U.S. military announced it would press criminal charges against Manning for transferring the classified military information, and then they kind of go over what we already talked about. So they are investigating him. He's their person of interest because, well, they don't really have any other leads, right? I mean, this,
yeah,
like you're saying, he's there. They've already got one charge against him, so why not slap another bunch and put him in the jail for the rest of his life? I mean, he's already looking at life in prison, 52 years for the one release of the one video, and he's 22 years old. You're talking about being 70-plus years old when you get out.
I don't know how the military works with early release or anything like that, but I suspect it's not really great. You know, I would just suspect that the military probably has an unlimited budget for keeping people in prison, and but, you know, they probably do most of their time, if not all of it.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The lesson here is don't talk to people. If you're doing anything, don't just strike up a friendship with some random hacker.
When it comes to crimes, and I don't want to give any advice to people on how to do violent crimes or anything like that. I'm talking about crimes that the government calls crimes.
Crime against the state.
As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Manning here did a good service for the world at large.
Absolutely.
It may be a crime to the state, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing. But you have to keep it quiet. The first person you tell, it's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, and I think that he approached the snitch hacker looking for help, like looking for information about how to submit it or something like that. That's my recollection.
Yeah, I seem to recall something like that, or maybe just the story I read, he might have even been just looking for somebody to, talk to about it or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
figured he could trust a hacker.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to talk to somebody, get a cat, talk to them, and it won't reveal your secrets, hopefully.
So, it's certainly not a laughing matter as far as what's happening to this poor young man, and so that's the latest on that situation. Again, 800-259-9231. So, a little bit of news here out of Arizona. According to Reuters, the tough state immigration crackdown starts on Thursday. Nicaraguan mother Lorena Aguilar hawks a television set and a few clothes on the baking sidewalk outside her West Phoenix apartment block. A few paces up her street, undocumented Mexican neighbor Wendy Villensor touts a kitchen table, some chairs, and a few dishes as her family scrambles to get out of Arizona ahead of a looming crackdown on so-called illegal immigrants. She said, "Everyone is selling the little they have and leaving." She's headed for Pennsylvania. "We have no alternative. They have us cornered." The two women are among scores of illegal immigrant families across Phoenix, hauling the contents of their homes into the yard this weekend as they rush to sell up and get out before the state law takes effect on Thursday. The law, toughest imposed by any U.S. state to curb illegal immigration, seeks to drive more than 400,000 undocumented day laborers, landscapers, house cleaners, chambermaids, and other workers out of Arizona, which borders Mexico. And I'm telling you, that's going to be really good for their economy when all those hardworking people leave, right?
Yeah, that is as well.
Aren't there going to be tons of Americans running to fill their jobs? I know I want to be a dishwasher for $5 an hour.
Woo! That's what they would have you believe. But remember, Mark, we told stories of these ICE raids where the, what does it stand for? Immigration and Customs Enforcement, where they'll come into a business, like a manufacturer or something like that, in a small town, and they'll just clean house, and they'll take away, you know, 70% of their workforce.
And then they come back 3 months later and they talk to townspeople about what it's like, people that make a living off of these people. And you can imagine what it's like, you know, for these young kids when their moms are scooped up in these things and, you know, they're with neighbors or whatever. God, it must be horrifying. But the townspeople are talking about, well, suddenly all the customers went away. It sure was fun to talk about illegal aliens and how dumb and bad they are, but now we ain't got nobody doing business with us.
Now I can't pay the rent.
Right. And, you know, it's I'm sure my tenants. It's not everybody out there, but suddenly when you realize that a good portion of your customers might have actually been here illegally, a good enough portion that you can't make your it's hard to make rent and stuff. Suddenly, those people don't seem so bad.
Well, and of course, this is even more significant than what has happened to those, because in those, I mean, it's significant to the people that live in those towns, but on a wider scale is what's happening in Arizona, where not only are they going to be driving the so-called illegals out, they'll also be driving everybody else who's brown. I mean, are you really going to be wanting to live in Arizona and be brown tinged?
You don't want to be Italian if you live in Arizona, because they're probably going to harass you constantly.
They're definitely going to harass brown people. And the other thing about this is they're going to start harassing everybody, because as soon as they start harassing brown people, the complaint will come out that they're racially profiling, and they will be. And so that'll be their excuse to harass everybody.
I want equal tyranny for all.
That's how it'll be. That's how it's going to be in Arizona starting this Thursday. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you a little bit more about who's leaving.
At least it's a dry tyranny.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. You can follow our email updates. You can get follow the Twitter, the Facebook, whichever way works best for you, you can have it. news.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
All right, we're talking about the immigration crackdown that is expected to begin on Thursday in Arizona. There's been much discussion about this Arizona ordinance or the statute that basically makes it's going to make life a real police state there in Arizona, where the cops will pretty much be able to demand your identification any old time they want. You're going to have to carry around your birth certificate with you or something absurd like that. And we don't really know how it's all going to pan out, but
yeah. What if you don't have identification or a birth certificate or something for some reason?
Get ready to see the inside of a jail cell.
I guess so.
So we'll give you some more detail here on what's going on. But Michael is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael. Michael in California.
Good evening. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, immigration, illegal immigration. You guys are in New Hampshire, correct?
That is correct.
And you like to have a freedom-loving people join you. I mean, you actually have, don't you have a website where people can come and join you to live within the Constitution and small government?
It's not really about the Constitution, but the Free State Project, the Statement of Intent says that you'll work to the maximum extent that you can to achieve liberty in our life,
the maximum role of government will be protection of life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, so
that's pretty much right. You're close.
Excuse me, I'm on your side. I'm the least bigoted person in the world. My daughter is half Hispanic. I was just down in Arizona, and we did quite an extensive travel through there, and the people that I saw pulled over were people that had enough money to actually pay for the ticket. And when it comes to immigration, I personally think there needs to be, I blame this on our government, our federal government. There needs to be a comprehensive immigration reform that is fair and balanced for both sides.
I have a proposal. That should be to abolish the federal government entirely.
I love that idea.
Okay, great. So we're on the same page.
Idea. And, you know, there's a lot of hard work. I know them. There's a lot of hardworking, loving people. But unfortunately, there's a lot of criminals that are coming over. And I have, my sister was beaten and raped by them several times.
Was what? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Beaten and raped.
There's a lot, in general, they're very loving, hardworking, very nice people. They're just like you and I. They just want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there is a group that seem to think they want to take over everything all the way up to Colorado, and it's
right. Well, these are sort of the straw men, right? Like, there's a group of white people out there that want to ship all the black people back to Africa, but we don't generally talk about white people in that manner. However, when you have a conversation about illegal immigrants, which is really just free people wanting to cross borders of a free country, supposedly, freely, there's no doubt within the first 5 minutes somebody's going to say, La Raza! La Raza! And I'm not saying you're a bigot. I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is that this is the sort of the cultural conversation we have. When we talk about sort of white people in America, I think it's less likely that somebody's going to say, well, what about the KKK, them white people all want to ship everybody back to Africa. And it's, I think, a very small percentage of Mexicans would be, you know, for this La Raza, Aztlan kind of thing. And
I tend to disagree with you. I've worked for DOJ, and I've also worked for, volunteered for Youth Authority as a mentor, trying to bring forth some common sense to these young men. I have to disagree with you because I've seen it on the front lines. The problem
what have you
is
seen?
That what have I seen? I mean, how much time do I have?
Well, why don't you just give us some examples?
A segment.
A lot of them come over, and it's generational. They come over, and they're illegal, and they have a hard time adapting to the system. So what they do is they get into neighborhoods, and they call them their barrios, or they call them their hoods. And a lot of them don't get any further than maybe six blocks.
You may be talking about frontline stuff here, but you're not talking about statistical truths. Statistically, people that come from other countries,
you know,
and Hispanics in general, I'm not done. Statistically, people that are Hispanic by the second generation are vastly likely to speak English, and third generation, it's almost unheard of for them to speak Spanish.
Well, let me just ask you a question. Because every time I start to say something, you talk over me and you won't let me finish. I've actually worked there. I've actually been there. I've seen the statistics. I know how many people are there. I know what the percentage is, the whole nine yards. And like I told you, I'm the least bigoted person that you were going to get on as a phone call. That's not the issue.
I don't know about that.
This whole issue isn't about you and me and what we think personally. This whole issue is, as long as they keep us divided, the more freedoms they can steal from not only us and exploit them too. That's
Agreed.
The real problem.
Agreed. So here's what I would have to say to you is, how do we? You suggested the federal government needs to come up with some kind of fair immigration policy. And my question to you is, how are you going to enact a fair immigration policy without growing the federal government, without putting more boots on the ground with guys with guns and, you know, somehow attempting to make the customs and border enforcement agencies more efficient? Because we know that doesn't work. The government and efficient aren't words that go together. So my question to you is, how are you going to make this happen?
Well, are you going to elect me? Then I'll make it happen.
No, you won't. You'll get elected, but you won't make it happen.
No, what you do is you get rid of the federal government.
I'm with that.
Get them out of the picture and give people that belong to the state.
I'm sorry, we're losing your cell phone.
And you know, in this talk show is the whole thing about we're wishing there's a perfect world and there isn't one. And there's not going to be, and it's going to get worse.
There's
That's
a better
the
world, though.
The problem is it needs to get fixed. How does it get fixed?
Wait a minute. Okay, so look, I'm agreeing with you to the point of eliminating the federal government, and your cell phone went kind of bad there for a moment. What about the states?
I said, we don't need the federal government. Get rid of them.
Right, so I agree with you to that point. Then what about the states, did you say, after that?
Well, it's not delegated. directly to the Constitution. I guess you don't believe in the Constitution. Is that part of the problem with you guys?
I'm sorry, I really don't. It's hard. It was hard to make your question out there. Yeah, I'm not a constitutional guy. I used to be, but then I came to the conclusion that it's just an old piece of paper that some men that are dead signed, and that couldn't possibly bind me in any way. Beyond that, it was a set of rules for the government to follow, not for the individuals. And they certainly have not been following their own set of rules. So I certainly have no obligation to do so. Now, I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, it does answer my question. Let me ask you a question. At this point, would you rather have it the way it is, or would you rather have it the way the founding fathers had it?
I'm not going to take that choice.
Right, it's a tough decision. This is kind of the conservative conundrum. I think that there's lots of good things that people were more free under the Constitution at some point in the past.
Except the slaves.
Except for the black people, except for the people that weren't 21, weren't landowners, whatever it is.
Weren't male.
Irish, and the list goes on and on.
Sure. You've got to assume problem. That I'm English and own land and 21 and male. And at that point, yeah, you know, like I think that things were a bit better for them at that. And if everybody had the rights of somebody who was 21, owned land, white, English, male, then I think that would probably be a better world. However, the Constitution has resulted in what we have. I mean, you've got what the Constitution is about right now in the United States of America.
True. We got because of the Constitution. We got from a human problem. If they would have followed it.
Well, it's a governmental problem too. It's the problem with the Constitution. Somebody could have written it differently, and it would have come out with a different result. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, one could say they are following the Constitution.
You guys talk about this immigration problem. You know, there's a lot of good people. You know, there are some that are bad. Let me ask you. What do you think is the answer? What do you think is going to
freedom,
make it
better? Freedom, baby.
Freedom. Let me ask you this.
Do you want a whole bunch of fascist pigs coming over to your state and taking it over?
They're already there.
I mean, a whole bunch.
They're already there. The state is already run by fascists and socialists. So what are you talking about?
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to not pay the taxes anymore at some point. I already don't pay a bunch of them, and I'm going to stop paying more, and I'm going to get together with some of my friends, and we're going to all stop paying, and we're going to stop obeying them, and we're going to stop jumping through their hoops and their regulations, their stupid bullcrap.
Run for office, pass new laws, repeal old laws. We're doing all of it already in New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's get rid of the federal government, and then we can have a little competition between New Hampshire and Arizona, where Arizona, like, locks down everything, builds some border walls, and puts some helicopters out there, and we'll open up our borders and have freedom, and we'll see who does better economically and freedom-wise. Free Talk Live, we're coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.